All right, so how did you guys get together?
Well, we all met in high school, basically. Just like a lot of bands, we came together for a Battle of the Bands back in 2010. So we just quickly, you know, started rehearsing, writing songs, and we met Tim that year just before we made the band. So, yeah, just been going since then, really.
I remember the first time Joe came up to me at school and he like approached me at school like he'd never met me before, and I was just like, who is this guy? The first thing he said to me was like, hey mate, you want to join our band? I was like, alright, yeah, alright man, whatever you reckon. And then like the day after I watched him play guitar and I was like, nah mate, I'm going to ask you to be in your band, let's do it. So from then it happened.
What do you think makes you guys special? Aside from, I mean, you guys have three guitarists, that's already like instant coolness, you know? But what else do you think makes you cool?
I think, well, I mean, from my point of view, I write the lyrics, so, like, what I'm doing is very emotive and personal for what I'm doing, but we've sort of gone down an indie rock road that, like, it's pretty personal to us. Like, the music that we're writing is pretty different to the things that we're hearing, you know, it's sort of, like, a merge from the rock to the indie from the things that we've heard together. I mean, Joe writes the majority of our music and fuses it together with my lyrics, but I don't know. What do you reckon, Joey? What makes us stand out, mate?
Well, like, we've been through a few genres over the years. Like, over the 5 years, we've probably jumped around a fair bit. So, you know, I started out with a lot of Led Zeppelin influences, and all of our early stuff is, like, pretty classic rock kind of bass, a lot of guitar solos and stuff. And then it progressed into bit more heavy, and then we've kind of jumped out with a few in excess influences these days. So I suppose it may not be apparent on this EP, but maybe on more so on future EPs, just the range of musical influences and, I don't know, the experience we have in some genres, it might be a bit different to some bands going around as well.
Okay, a couple of weeks ago, I interviewed Brandon Boyd from Incubus, and I got a chance to listen to their EP, and it's kind of funny because one of their videos is kind of like their past selves versus their present selves, you know? And listening to your EP, the lyrics are very poetic, they're very smooth, you've got like lots of layers. You guys remind me a lot of Incubus. Have you heard that before, or like how do you take that in?
There's a guy we know here in Brisbane who's works in the industry kind of bit, and he always says that, but he's actually like the only person that's ever said that, but he says it a lot. It's funny that you say that, because I really only know they're like, I really haven't listened to much of their catalog, actually. I probably should, but I don't know if I can hear it because I don't really know their sound a whole lot. So yeah.
Okay. All right, so what was the creative process behind Rewire? How was that song written? Is there a story behind it?
Well, musically, this happened so much. Musically, it started out with me with an acoustic LC with my girlfriend, and I was just like, this is for you, just like this song. But obviously, I can't sing at all, and I don't write lyrics, so it was just me playing this guitar thing for her. And then I recorded it, sent it to Tim, and I didn't even tell him about that, but he just started writing lyrics about a love song, basically. So
I don't know why it always seems to happen, but the things that you're writing about in your music seem to come out in the lyrics that I write anyway. So that's good. But, I mean, the song itself was something that I was going through with my girlfriend. It was just like, I was going through things like, am I ready for, you know, having a relationship and all that stuff? And it just got to the point where I was like, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to commit. No more mucking around. So that's like, from a lyrical point of view, that's what it is. It's like, all I needed from the start was to connect the wires of my beating heart. It was just like, all right, I'm ready just to get into a gear and, yeah, commit to this. So lyrically, that's where that's from.
Very nice.
We sort of matched up with the music from that. So, yeah.
Yeah, we actually like wrote that song a long time ago. I think it was
It was over a year ago now.
End of 2013, I think.
Yeah.
It's like, it's transformed a fair bit, and we actually recorded it. The start of 2014. So
It was like the first point of direction for the new EP that we did. It was like the first song that we sort of wanted to align the new songs to that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what that was for us. It was more of a pivot, I think, to direct where we're going.
I'm going to give you guys a hypothetical. You know, someone's on iTunes and they're looking at new EPs, and they see your EP and they're like, they want to click it. It looks interesting, but they need a little push in the right direction. What do you think you guys would say to them to get them to buy that EP?
Well, I don't know. I think, musical point of view, what I've always gone for is that the music we're providing, or like trying to provide, suits any mood. So it's sort of just like you can put it on, like any song we're doing covers, I don't know, any emotion that any human being ever feels. You know what I mean? Like it's not some metal band or whatever else. It's just, it can be played, you know, whether you're at a house party or whether by yourself or whatever. It's just, you know, I don't know, a uniform collective piece of music, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, like, I suppose it's really hard to try and, like, I struggle a lot with, like, we've held on to this EP for so long, and then coming out and releasing it to people, I really struggle with that transfer of people listening to it when I was the only one that knew about it initially. So, I don't know what I'd say. Like, I'm really bad at selling out my own music. Even my grandparents say, like, describe your sound, I'm just like, oh, I have no idea. I'm probably the last person to market our EP.
Okay. All right, that's fine. Last question for me. I mean, this is your debut EP. You guys are going to be around for a while. You know each other for a long time. You got this, like, kind of telekinetic bond when it comes to songwriting together. So this is like your first, like, step into that, you know, that big ocean. How do you want this EP to be remembered a couple of years from now?
Oh, I think, like, I know it's a tough one. It's a pretty big question.
I think, from my point of view, I just want it to be remembered as the beginning of what, like, the music we're trying to create. I think the songs, we're really happy with the songs we've done. I mean, it's just been released, but like we said with Rewire, it was released at the end of 2013, and mm-hmm. we've really tried to streamline our music from then. We've written, you know, 10 songs since then that we're really happy with. So back then, for us, I mean, for people that listen to it now, to be remembered, I suppose, I don't know, as the beginning for us, hopefully.
Yeah, like, I think, like, we're not really cocky or anything, so we know that we know that this EP is not going to be, like, groundbreaking, and there's nothing, you know, like, we're not expecting to start touring the world after this EP, but what we're happy with is, like, it's a step in the right direction. So in 2 years' time, I probably would just hope that people can put this on and hear how our songs that we release in the next 2 years, how they started from this point. And this was the kind of the moment that we, I don't know, announced ourselves in a way. So yeah, it's just all about progression with this EP and moving forward, you know, the way we want to.